We have two readings today, and the first reading is by the Reverend Mark Bellatini. I am a part of history. I am connected to a family and forebears. I am part of humanity. I am heir to all that humans have brought to the world. I am a part of nature. I am what the stars are.
Thank you, Robert. Usually when I preach in this space, I do it all at once. But this week, it feels like the right thing to do to do part of it now and part of it later. So that's what we're going to do. Mark Bellatini says, I am connected to a family and forebears. I am part of humanity. I am heir to all that humans have brought to the world. There is no I without we. There is no I without we. Each one of us, of course, is unique, but each of us is also woven into the larger whole of family, ancestors, cultures, humanity itself, and ultimately, as Mark Bellatini shares, the whole of nature, the universe. We are connected. There is no such thing as a person in isolation without connections and relationships. To be a person is to be connected. And as we take up our theme this month, what does it mean to be a people of memory? It seems clear to me that part of being a person is to be a bearer of memories, not only as an individual, but also as part of a community. Each one of us has our individual memories, of course, the things that have happened to us personally, memories of family, home, friends, school, work, travels, things that we've done, things we've seen, heard, touched, loved. But each of us is also part of a community. For most of us, many communities. And those communities have collective memories too, which we all participate in keeping alive. Families have shared memories. Neighborhoods, whole countries, congregations. I can tell you stories of this congregation, things that happened that I was not around to see. But this is a congregation that tells its stories. And when we hear and learn those stories, we become part of the circle of memory keepers too. And so I can tell you, for example, a story I heard from, I think it was David Hamilton who told me this one for the first time. There was a bit of a gap in fundraising one Sunday. And the minister at the time announced, who knows where this is going, announced at the beginning of his sermon that he would keep on preaching until people had pledged enough money to cover the gap. He would keep on preaching no matter how long it took. That could have been a long sermon, people. I'm told that, in fact, it did not take very long. Jokes aside, that's a story that has been remembered and retold and gotten woven into the collective memory of this congregation, of us. It is a story about who you are together. Generous, perhaps with a preference for short sermons. These are the kinds of stories that communities tell about themselves. Collective memories about who we've been, who we are today. We hold these memories together and they shape our vision of who we might become as we move into the future. This past Monday night, I think we made another collective memory. It was so good to see so many of you at the vigil we had Monday night. It was so important for us to show up and support the Temple Beth El community. I think probably most of you know, but just in case, I'll tell you, the Temple Beth El community holds their High Holy Days services here in this sanctuary. Their own building is not big enough to accommodate their largest crowds, and so they come here. This has become a kind of home away from home for the Temple Beth El community. So it was so important for us to show up and support them. And not only the temple, but Jewish friends and neighbors everywhere, some of whom are right here in this very congregation. I heard some wise words this week from the Puerto Rican Jewish writer and activist Aurora Levins Morales. She says, part of the reason this has been a difficult few days for Jewish people everywhere is that, as she puts it, part of what it means to be Jewish is to carry not only your own individual memories, but collective memories, layer upon layer of collective memories that live deep in the mind and in the body. And many of those collective and embodied memories are, sadly, of trauma that goes back generations. As I've come to understand from some of my Jewish friends and neighbors who have shared some of their experience with me, for many Jewish people, part of what it means to be Jewish is to remember the stories of the ancestors. Remembering, for example, the story of how thousands of years ago the Jewish people were exiled from their home in Israel, taken into captivity into the foreign land of Babylon. And so the psalmist sang, and we are still singing, by the waters of Babylon, we lay down and wept. We remember thee, Zion. Thousands of years. The longing for home, the experience of exile, whether or not this is the experience of any one particular individual, this is a shared memory that carries weight and power. It shapes how a whole people experiences the world. And sadly, in our own modern world, I don't have to tell you that so many of the shared memories of the Jewish experience have been memories of wave upon wave of persecution, violence, and even genocide. The Jewish community is not the only community to share these kinds of memories. I think also of the Native American community. I think of the African American community. They hold memories too. I think it's hard for anyone who is not a part of a community with that kind of history to truly understand what it's like to carry that collective memory, how it shapes you. I know I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that I fully understand it. I don't, not truly on a visceral level, but still, all of us, no matter what our heritage, all of us can seek to listen more and learn more and stretch our spirits more toward empathy and compassion. At Monday night's vigil, people from all over Williamsburg, all different backgrounds, came together to form a community of support that could hold the Jewish community in love and in witness. And maybe even to take on some of the burden of that collective memory of struggle and suffering that no one and no people should have to bear alone. We're in it together. We're in it together, and we hold each other and protect each other. And let's also remember that those collective memories that we share are not only about struggle and suffering, they are also about resilience. They are about perseverance and hope. The next time that we expect the Temple Beth El community to gather here in this space will be for their Passover Seder. And so the Passover story too has been on my mind. Each year, the Jewish community gathers to retell the Passover story. They were slaves in Egypt, but God and their own efforts led them to freedom. Each year, for thousands of years, literally thousands of years, that collective memory has been remembered and re-remembered, the story told and retold. We were slaves and now we are free. Now we are free. That is a memory that runs deep. A memory to take into your bones. A memory to sing in your heart. Thanks so much. Come back anytime, won't you? Hope to see you again soon. As we continue our exploration about what it means to be a community of memory, I want to offer a second reading today. It's by the poet Jody Bowles. This is a poem about a man who is having a birthday. He has dementia, and he's 75, and his family has gathered to celebrate his birthday with him. Words by heart. We've given my father a microphone at his 75th birthday party because singing is the only thing he still does fluently. Sing where or when, Sandy. I love that. My mother has had 2 vodka martinis. Where or when? He asks. Yes, the song. Come on, sing it. Sanford holds on to the mic stand, listing just a little to the left. Everyone's quiet, trying not to expect much. He clears his throat, cranes his neck. It seems we stood and talked like this before. His blind sister, Ruth, with the voice of a stage star, sits near him, mouthing the words like a nervous parent. We looked at each other in the same way then, though I can't remember where or when. My mother and my sister Diane are on the couch, riveted, grave. Most of them in green, and the clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile, you are smiling, you were smiling then. There's my brother-in-law and my young niece who lean against each other, eyes closed, though I can't remember where or when. It's all happening, silver pooling around its edges as some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. My cousin Andrea watches her husband switch the video camera on, her 4-year-old shifting onto her lap. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before. Uncle Cy and Aunt B look up from their hands as I look down at mine, thinking this man once wrote songs and speeches and eulogies and loved before, which everyone here remembers, even as he sings mechanically, frowning. Even as the lyrics stray from him into the microphone, like exhaust, like a last breath. But who knows where or when? I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time now. As we speak about what it means to be a people of memory, what it means for us to remember as a community, I am mindful that there are a lot of people in our community and in our families for whom memory is not reliable anymore. People dealing with memory loss. And I think it's one of those things that deserves to be talked about here, to be lifted up here in this sacred space and held tenderly. Because here we are in these human bodies with these human brains, and sometimes these bodies and brains change in ways that make it hard for us to make new memories or to remember things like what day it is, or where we are, or how to do things, or who we're with. And many of us find that a scary thing. But it happens to a lot of us. And if it's gonna happen, it's a darn good thing to be part of a community who loves you. And so one thing I want to say to those of us who are experiencing memory loss, this is very basic. I just want to say you are a part of this community and you are loved. And this community will do our best to support you. And I also want to say something to those of you who are caring for people you love who have memory loss. You are part of this community too, and you are loved, and this community will do our best to support you too. It's a lot of us. You know, in my family, in my personal family, my husband John and I are caring for his mom, who's a wonderful lady. Her memory it's okay, but it's not what it used to be. And about a year ago, we found that for her to be able to stay safe, she needed to make a change. And so with our help, she moved from her home outside of Chicago, where she had lived for decades, and she moved into a senior community in Newport News. These days, John, my husband, takes her to all the doctor's appointments, and he does the grocery shopping with her, and I take care of the money stuff, paying her bills and things like that. And I know that many of you are doing the same for people that you care about. Parents, spouses, other people you love. This is just part of the human journey. It's just part of the human journey. As I reflect on how John's and my relationship with his mom has changed over the years, one of the things I notice is that more and more we have become the keepers of her stories. It used to be John grew up hearing all the family stories from her, you know? Stories about things that happened when she was growing up, stories about when John was just a little baby. She was the keeper of the family memories, as many parents are. But now, more and more, he is the one who tells her stories back to her. Remember when? Remember when? And there is some sadness there. It's a loss, right? I mean, this is an emotional loss. It is not only about the physical body. It's not only about brain biology. But there is a community of memory. We can hold the memories and the stories as a family. And I know that so many of you are doing the same thing in your own families. Here in this congregation, I hope that we can hold some of those memories for each other as well. And I guess what I hope most is that we can continue to be the kind of community that really is woven together by kindness. Woven together by kindness and an appreciation of every person, whatever they can do or not do. I want to leave you with a story about something that happened one day in another religious community, something that has become part of the shared memory of that community. This is a story told by Jack Kornfield. He's an American Buddhist teacher, and he tells this story in his book, The Wise Heart. Jack Kornfield had a friend whose name was Harrison Hoblitzell. That's a name, Harrison Hoblitzell, and his nickname was Hob. Jack Kornfield recalls that his friend Hob was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in his 60s, really young. Hob had been a teacher and a practitioner of Buddhist meditation for many years, and when he got this very difficult diagnosis, he continued to teach and practice as much as he could. One day, Hob was leading a meditation group, and he found that he could not remember who he was or what he was doing there. And in the words of his friend, Jack Kornfield, this is what happened. He simply began to mindfully acknowledge out loud his experiences. And so he began to say, blank mind, nervousness, fear, body tense, embarrassment, coolness, curiosity, nervousness, calming, relaxing, blank mind, loving feelings, warmer, less trembling, still uncertainty, and so on. For several minutes. It was all he could do. He stopped, rested quietly, and bowed to his audience. They stood up and applauded in honor of his presence and his courage. Jack Kornfield concludes, "It was, as several said, among the finest teachings I have ever received." Beyond memory, there is being itself. There is presence. There is love. And it matters. The community that witnesses this can hold it and cherish it and remember it. And the stories are kept alive as long as there are people to hear them and receive them and tell them in our turn. So blessed be this gathered community, and blessed be the life we share. Thank you all for your presence today. It's good to be together. And so we say, Amen.